Welcome to the Encourage Her Community Podcast. I'm Joe, your co-host here at Encourage Her. Welcome to the community. We are women who choose to encourage. In a world full of critics, we need more encouragers. Let's get some encouragement today. Happy Monday. Good morning, encouragers. Welcome back to the Encourage Her Community Podcast. Here we are with declaration number 14. If you're just catching on right now to this series, 21 Biblical Declarations, make sure you go back and listen to those that we've already gone through. Number 14, this is a truth that you can declare over your life that is promised. I am a lover of God and of all people. I am a lover of God and all people. You can love God and people. I don't know how that's hitting you today. I don't know if you have a difficult people situation in your life, or maybe people come easy, but it can be hard to love God. We're called to both. And you notice the order of the statement, love God first and then love others. It is through loving God that we can love others well. It is because God loved us first that we can love at all, because God is love. Without God, love profits the kingdom nothing. We can love God and we can love other people. Two places in scripture I want to bring you to just to show you just how important this is to God. The first is in Deuteronomy, where we find Moses speaking to the people of Israel, laying out the law before they enter the promised land. And he goes through all of the commandments. You might have heard of the Ten Commandments. Even if you're not familiar with scripture or the Bible, you probably have heard the Ten Commandments before. Things like, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. There's 10 of them. And he goes through all of them in Deuteronomy 5. And then he makes sure in Deuteronomy 6 to express what God had expressed to him. Now, with all of these commandments said, there is one that is greatest. He says here in Deuteronomy 6:4, hear, O Israel. We can include ourselves in that. You can place your name in that statement. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is the Lord, is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and all of your soul, and with all of your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and you shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. So this is to remind them that the most important thing above all these other laws and statutes that they were living under, and remember, it was just they were living under the law, so there was many, many rules that they were living by, that the most important was to love God. So much so that he wanted to have them remember his statutes, write them on their walls of their home, on their hands even, to be reminded. He wants them to think about them and talk about them all day long, from the minute they wake up till the minute they lay down, when they're walking, when they're doing, when they're sitting in their house, when they're talking to their people, when they're teaching their children. Important to live by these rules. But the most important thing was to love God. So this is from the beginning of God's people entering the promised land. And then in scripture, when you see things repeated, it's for emphasis, to show the importance of it. And we can fast forward all the way to Jesus in Matthew when he is teaching. And he once again comes back to these very same words. It says here, but when the Pharisees, do you remember the Pharisees, the Holy of Holies, or so they thought, heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And he said to him, you shall love your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all of your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And here's where he layers it. Okay, so he's referencing the original law that God had set before the people of Israel, before they entered the promised land, right? This warning, this reminder, there's going to be other things that you're going to love. There's going to come other things that are going to take your attention. Love God first. That's what's most important. So he reminds them of those exact words that were used by the same, God used the exact same words with Moses. He repeats it here for emphasis. But then he layers this commandment. First, love God. And he says here, and the second is just like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all of the laws and the prophets. So without loving God and loving your neighbors, you don't have the rest. You can't do the rest. Loving God and loving your neighbors, one and two. And he puts one first because you can't love your neighbors wholeheartedly if you don't love God first. If you don't know who God is, if you don't know who you are in God, you don't know who they are in God too and how important they are to God. All neighbors, right? The hard, the easy, the like you, the unlike you, right? The difference of opinions, all of it, we're called to love. They're all God's people. We're called to love them. We need to love God first in order to do that well. Love God, love people. You can do that. So I don't know where you're at today. I don't know if you're feeling a little unloving of some people. If you're having some challenges in relationships, I get it. There are difficult situations because we're all broken, messy people trying to just do this life well. So maybe that's where you're at. You need the reminder that you can love people wholeheartedly and really well. You can do that. Or maybe you need a reminder of where it begins. It begins with loving God. Are you wrestling with God right now? Are you in a difficult season? Maybe a season of unbelief, maybe a season of doubt or fear or worry. Come back. Return to the love of God. Be reminded of just how much he loves you, the sacrifice he made for you to have life. Come back to his word that's active and living and alive and can reignite and refuel your fire for the love of God. Then go and love others. I am a lover of God, and I am a lover of other people. Declare it over your life today. Ladies, I am so honored that you chose to spend some time with me this morning. I hope and pray that the Word of God encouraged you and that you feel inspired to now get out into the world and be a woman who chooses to encourage. Remember, Encourage Her is a God-given, purpose-driven ministry. This podcast is for the taking. It's free for the sharing. Please share it with her. Also, remember to subscribe, like, and follow us on Instagram at Encourage Her Wellness for your daily, quick encouragements throughout the week. From now till then, stay encouraged and choose to encourage her. I'll see you next Monday. Love to you all.